After lunch, we head back to the village to prepare dinner for our host, the chief. While Ching and the women go river fishing for some of tonight's ingredients.
Huh? Oh!
Okay. I start on the chicken.
Okay.
You must cut, like, here. Yep. Just one. And you let it bleed. And the blood is not wasted because you put it in salt. And you can make a sort of blood pudding with it. It goes in soup or is stir-fried. You can't feel the heart beating anymore. And that's it. I did that when I taught professional chefs how to cook, and half of the class almost fainted, and the other half of the class went to complain to the dean, and the dean said to me, Ken, please don't ever do that again. But if you want to really learn about food, I think you have to take the good and the bad. You just can't go to the supermarket and say, you eat chicken. You have to know how it's killed. And if you don't like it, it bothers you, then don't eat it. Simple as that.
The chief and I are going to cook a dish, each with this chicken, to feed 10 people. This might look small compared to what you find in Britain, where we eat, on average, 3 times more chicken per person than the Chinese. But in a country where there are over 1 billion mouths to feed, that kind of consumption is unsustainable.
Meat is to garnish the veggies. And in the West, veggies are a second thought. I mean, you usually have a big piece of meat, and then you have all these vegetables that are a second thought. And as we know, that's not good for your health. To me, that's really the lessons I think the West can learn from Chinese dietary practices.
I'm cooking a chicken stir-fry, which, in true resourceful Thai style, is using ingredients sourced within 50 yards of where I'm standing. Even the sauce for the marinade is homemade.
I asked the chief, can I have some rice wine? And this is a homemade brew that he makes. Whew, God, if I taste this, I won't be able to cook. That's... Wow. I think I better give it to the chicken.
I'm leaving the chicken to marinate for half an hour in light soy sauce and the chief's home-brewed rice wine.